Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today, we're taking a trip back in time, all the way to 1946.
1946? Wow, that's going way back.
It is, and our journey starts at the prestigious Wellesley College. Buckle up, because we're diving deep into a snippet from this Harriet Nicole Molly Joanna freshman year.pdf.
Intriguing title. Sounds like a story waiting to be told.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine this. It's freshman year at Wellesley, and five young women form a bond that'll last a lifetime.
Sounds like your classic college story, friendships forged in those formative years.
It is, but here's the twist. One of these women, Joanna Rogers Macy, takes a path that's anything but ordinary.
Okay, now I'm hooked. Tell me more about Joanna.
Well, the document kicks off with a captivating black and white photo. Five young women, full of life, in their dorm room, Webb House.
So you've got Harriet Crampton, Molly Krimmer Hughes, Nicole DeMessier, Mitzi Schrinn, and of course, our Joanna Rogers Macy.
You got it. And get this, Molly's strumming a guitar. You can almost feel the energy, the music, and laughter filling the room. It's a glimpse into their world.
Classic dorm room scene. Music, friendship, late night talks. It's a universal experience.
It is, but it's fascinating because the document also highlights that both Nicole and Joanna were high honor students.
Interesting. High honor students, huh? So already we see a hint of their intellectual curiosity and drive.
Exactly. Makes you wonder if that academic ambition in some way shaped Joanna's unconventional path later on. What do you think?
Could be. That desire to explore, to push boundaries, and it often starts early. But then again, maybe not. Sometimes life takes unexpected turns, you know?
Absolutely. And speaking of unexpected turns, the document reveals something really interesting about Joanna. She was the head of the chapel at Wellesley.
Hold on. Head of the chapel. But she later embraces Buddhism, right? How does that fit?
Yeah, it seems like a total contradiction, right? Like two separate lives almost.
Yeah.
But maybe, and this is just me thinking out loud, maybe it's not as contradictory as it appears.
I see what you mean. Maybe instead of a complete break, it was more of an evolution of thought, a shift in her understanding of spirituality.
Right. Even though the document mentions that her transition to Buddhism kind of dismayed the Bible department, it wasn't like she completely abandoned her faith. It was more like she found a new way to express it.
It does make you wonder, though, if there were any aspects of her experience leading the chapel, you know, certain theological ideas or practices, that might have actually planted the seeds for her later exploration of Eastern philosophies. Fascinating to think about.
Isn't it? It makes you realize that our early experiences, even those that seem to clash with our later choices, can shape our paths in unexpected ways.
For sure. And Joanna's path, it definitely takes her on some pretty incredible adventures.
No kidding. We're talking solo trek into and out of Tibet, an encounter with the Dalai Lama.
Wow. Just wow. That takes guts and a deep, deep commitment to Tibetan Buddhism.
It does. She's a woman who clearly wasn't afraid to push boundaries physically and intellectually.
And let's not forget her activism, her work with the Peace Corps in India alongside her husband, Fran.
Right. They were instrumental in establishing a community for Tibetan refugees escaping Chinese oppression. Talk about compassion and social justice in action.
Absolutely. And thinking about that time period, the political climate, the human suffering, it really amplifies the impact of their efforts. It shows a deep empathy, a willingness to put beliefs into action, even when facing huge challenges.
It's a reminder that even in the face of, you know, seemingly insurmountable odds, one person can still make a difference. It's inspiring, really.
Truly. Now, I know you mentioned that the person who wrote this document visited Joanna's Buddhist temple in Washington, D.C. I haven't had the chance to visit that one myself, but I did go to a different Buddhist temple a while back. It was, well, incredibly serene, peaceful.
I can imagine. It must have been quite an experience.
Yeah.
But for this deep dive, let's stick to Joanna's remarkable life.
Agreed. Now, from all this, what would you say are the key takeaways from Joanna's story?
You know, for me, it's how her life challenges those, you know, those typical assumptions we have about linear paths. She starts as a high honor student, then she's head of the chapel, and then she becomes this renowned Buddhist scholar and activist.
Right. It's not a straight line. It's more like a winding path full of exploration, transformation, and ultimately real impact. It really makes you think.
It does. It's a reminder that life isn't always predictable.
Exactly. And that brings us to, well, to a final thought for our deep divers today. If Joanna's journey teaches us anything, it's that our lives aren't predetermined. They're shaped by a whole tapestry of experiences, some that might seem contradictory at first glance, but they can lead to some pretty incredible personal and global change.
That's a great point. And it makes me wonder about all of us. What seemingly unrelated experiences in our own lives might actually be connected in ways we don't yet see.
It's an intriguing thought. What seeds have we already planted, you know, just waiting to sprout and blossom in ways we never imagined? It's definitely something to ponder as we move forward on our own journeys.
Food for thought, for sure. Thanks for joining us on this incredible deep dive.
Always a pleasure. Until next time, deep divers.
Keep exploring.